said to you many times, all and everything is possible within a physical construct. This leaves nothing that is impossible to create. So, none of the things you witness, you see, are not possible. They are all possible. Everything is possible. The word everything incorporates all and everything. So, your perception, your interpretation of what you see, what you hear with the limited senses that you have is only, and I say this clearly, it is only a perception. It is an illusion. And this is why you get confused with what you see and what you hear. Because it is all possible. And it is all occurring within a single moment, and it is contradictory to the other side of what you are seeing and hearing and witnessing and experiencing. It is contradictory, and yet it is perfect. It is your creation. Is created to achieve a position, a point on the sphere, a point of understanding. And from this point, this position, you will achieve another point or position working through this as a process. So, it is not a contradiction, it is a journey of experience to get you to a different position of understanding what you are. A contradiction is merely a challenge. This cannot be explained by your scientists. They will merely take the challenge and produce a formula to prove the existence of such, when in reality all is possible. And all is correct. So, whilst their ego, their mind, is stuck at a certain position, it will not allow them to go beyond this. They are convinced it is correct. It is not correct. It is a part. It is a part because all possibilities exist. Neither one nor the other is correct or incorrect. They are created by self. They or created by self as an experience. And through the formation of energy, through the formation of mass energy, opinions will be drawn and alliances will be made and mass energy will formulate. This does not mean it is correct or incorrect. This means it is. You are. I am, you would understand. Your linear thought process allows you to make it complex and confusing. The reality is, it is one, the same thing. You can introduce so many different energies into your thought process, and you will. It is your mind, your ego, that is controlling the process. You must lift yourself above this. Although there is no above. It is you. It is you that are creating these energies within self. You merely ask me, what is the meaning of life? I cannot tell you all, but I can tell you more than you know. And this is process. I can explain to you process. I will not direct you to a deliberate position on the sphere. It is you that will find this point. I will merely explain to you process. And through knowing process, you will know self. All and everything is possible, and all and everything is one. One moment. That is not many moments making one moment, but only one moment for all and everything. Your mind, your ego likes to consume and hold data, information, history, many confusing issues are created through the holding of information, through the storage of information. In reality, you can access the information from the library at any point you wish to access it. There is no necessity for your mind to fill itself with data and information. It already exists within the library of consciousness. It is like a lead weight in your words. It is like a lead weight that will hold you down. There is no need to create a mind library full of data. This is what your world does. It creates many independent libraries and holds on to that data as though it is gold. It is not necessary. It is confusing. Oh, and everything can be accessed within a single moment. It is not necessary to carry this information in a loaded warehouse. This is fear. The fear that is created by man. The fear of loss of mind, of loss of ego. And the constant desire to create more and more confusion, more data, more information. When you lose this burden of mind, this burden of ego, you will truly know what you are. You have never been without all and everything, every type of information and data. It lies already within self. But it will be used as a tool to drive you to understand this. So none of this is incorrect as you would term it. It is correct. It is very simple. It is a simple process to understand self, to be positive, to think positive always, to love unconditionally all and everything, to love creation, because it is what you are. It is a simple procedure, a simple process that is tarnished with ego, with mind, constantly pulling back the experience, the journey, but necessary, stage by stage. Time created illusion, all necessary. All necessary for you to understand what you truly are, and what is reality, and what is not. All a part of your experience, your journey. You are not dependent upon anything. You are free. And you are free to explore. And it is only your mind that will tell you you are dependent. You are all one, as are we. And you are free to fly as high as you desire to fly. You have already flown. Do not restrict yourself. The only thing that restricts you is you. It is your mind. It is your ego. All that is love. And love comes through working in the positive energy. How simple can it be? No. Scientists are claiming that they have discovered that the human body can hold an infinite amount of data. This is correct. It can. But it is not necessary to burden the mind with a huge amount of data, because you can access this data at any given point. Do not use your body as a hard drive. The mind will be driven to do this through fear of not having this data, this information, when in reality you have never been without it. All and everything exists within you. You merely have to access this.